Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. I know it's been a whole week. I'm sure you've missed my voice. I'm going to be talking off the cuff today. I have no notes, no stories to discuss. We're going to get real here and discuss the future. So let's get into it. Started doing this. If you remember when I reached out to a lot of you, it was about finding the truth and accurate information to make really good decisions. Mostly for me, it was in business. Started it up, kind of looked at different other like communities, and was pretty optimistic. The idea being it would be a positive place because we would find common ground and we'd be able to hash out some of these narratives and figure out what the truth was. It started out okay. Then we kind of like had a little mission creep, right? As I started getting into this and created the Telegram feeds and all the social media network and everything like that, I started getting inundated with stories. Mostly from the right, and conspiracy theories and things like that. And it was very difficult. It's been difficult to kind of navigate through those and try and look at them without bias, because I have to check my own bias every once in a while as well, in order to determine what the truth was. And so I set up rules and all this other stuff in order for us to really try and hash this stuff out by using ground source news sources or ground sources, not news sources. So we try to avoid. And I'm finding it's still difficult to get people to do that. I like the Telegram feeds because I like chatting with y'all. But honestly, they're really one-sided, and it's continually real obscure news sources reporting and not a lot of validation of the information with ground sources. And then the unfortunate thing is the people that we've had come in who are more on the left, more liberal, they'll get into these rooms and then they'll go, oh, it's a bunch of wacko conspiracy theorists. I'm out of here. Of course, the goal being that the two sides would discuss and try and come up with common ground and try and find things that they agree on and disagree on, but continue on and develop a relationship together still. I think maybe I was a little naive in my aspirations of being a peacemaker and just finding the truth, because it's not happening. Those feeds are really just kind of, they're creating a little bit more fear than I'm willing to accept in people, and not really diving into the bottom line and getting people to actually stop trying to do that confirmation bias thing where you're just pushing one single source to confirm how you feel about the world or what your worldview is, instead of looking at something and trying to take it in and maybe accept that we're not right on everything and that it's not as bad as it seems. I still believe that in my heart because I've seen bad. And a lot of times, if you've seen a lot of bad, like I have, war zones and developing nations and things like that, that can actually skew your bias greatly. For me, though, it actually has created a pretty good level-headed approach to seeing the world we live in right now, that it's not the end. I'm not in that catastrophe mindset. I still have hope for the future, even with all this going on and kind of seeing this experiment not play out exactly like I wanted it to. It's still not that bad, you know, because there's places all over the world that are way worse. And everybody's like, oh, we're going to get to this point of no return. And it's, you know, we can't go back after that. And, oh, we give up a little bit. And I think the founding fathers would greatly differ with you on that type of thinking, because that type of thinking is what pushes people over the edge into that realm of catastrophizing and then doing things that are out of desperation. And I don't want this to be a platform for that. It's not going to be a platform for that, period. This is supposed to be a place for hope and for motivation, and a place where we can see into the future and figure out ways that we can make a difference. What really gets me is when, and I've told you this before, when we bitch about things that are going on that piss us off or make us angry or afraid without actually doing something about it, without proposing solutions. And that's what that proposal of a solution is what creates a sense of hope and motivation that will drive people to come together, to work together, to get to a goal. But what we're doing right now is we're being conditioned through the social media and all that to just get out what we have to say, and it's like a fix, right? We're good. We release those endorphins. Our addiction fix has been hit and we're done, and we don't have to do anything else. That's what people do all day long. They're not really activists, right? They just are complainers. And so I'm not going to let this turn into that. Part of the reason why I simplified and went over to locals and I'm going to be off of Wix, where I had to manage a bunch of different things in order to make it work. I'm not going to be selling a bunch of merchandise and all that stuff. Part of the reason I'm simplifying is so that we can be more focused in our effort here. And the effort of this group is good information, truth, making good decisions. It's not to be activists on the right, activists on the left. It's not to promote an agenda, somebody else's agenda, whatever that is. Because if you look at a lot of communities like this out there, or podcasts and all that, they capitalize on that in order to make a profit. I'm simplifying a lot because I don't care about making money off of this. This is because I care about you, and I care about the future of the United States as well as the world, and my kids, and I want to see them have opportunity as they grow up. I do not anticipate that I'm going to change the world with this. I don't anticipate that everybody's going to agree with everyone else. I do think they're going to be people, oh, they're a bunch of kooky conspiracy theorists, or they're way off track. That's fine. I honestly, as long as I'm doing my best to find the truth and vetting it off of people that are like-minded and let's say professional, because I really do want to get back to some of that, then I'm good, no matter what, no matter who accuses me of whatever. And so I'm going to do some more things to simplify. I'm shutting down Facebook, not going to be on it. I'm shutting down Twitter. I'm actually deleting my Twitter account because I am seriously done with that one. It's not good. It's toxic. It's unhealthy. So it's out. I'll be shutting down the Telegram feeds. So the cool thing about locals, if you're a paying subscriber, you're doing the $3 a month, you can post on locals just like you do on Facebook. We're the only ones that see it. And that being said, I do think that with the anonymity, there's some good things about that, but there's also some bad things about it. If we have something to share, I think we should share it with the group, and it should be vetted with the entire group, with everybody on in the community. And then on top of that, I just don't think it's created the type of atmosphere that I wanted to create with Decision Points. it's still kind of, like I said, it's just one-sided, and I'm kind of having to get on there a lot and say, hey, let's rein it in, give me sources, that kind of stuff. I know that people are probably getting mad at me for saying that, but that's the whole point of this, is I want you to express yourself, but I don't want you to express yourself in a vacuum with just people that agree with you. That's not how good decisions are made. I've told you guys before, in the military, if you're wargaming a decision, you have to have that person, which was always me, the intel guy, right? Acting as the counter argument, trying to shoot holes in your theories and things like that. It's not happening, unfortunately. It's not your fault. I don't think it's, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that it's kind of one-sided. I don't want that one-sidedness. And I think just by going to one platform, it's going to simplify it enough to where we don't have to worry about the monetary thing. I like to get the money in, but I don't want it to be the only reason that I'm doing this or that you're here with me. And so, and the other thing I'm going to be doing is shutting down the distribution of the podcast. The podcast will only be on Locals now, which will be easy for you to get to and to navigate. You won't have to go to a bunch of different places or worry about that. It's in one application. There's another aspect of this. I'm trying to balance my work, my family, and this. And I look at the people who do this for a living. They're able to do what they do because they get paid pretty well to do it. I'm not. I have to rely on work. And the reality and the sad reality of the world that we live in nowadays is if I can't just go out there and say whatever I want to say, just openly to everybody and have it go viral across the internet or something like that, because I will offend people. I may offend potential or current clients. I may offend people in my work, and I have to balance that out. My goal is not to be offensive like that. It's not to pull my punches either and not say, tell the truth. But there's a balance to it, I think. My family has got to come first, of course. And part of that is providing for them and taking care of them. So I do want, like I said, I want this kind of be more simple. Think of it as cozy, our community on one platform, all together, talking to each other openly, if we feel like it, but everybody being able to see the information and being able to vet it, right? To put their comments in and things like that. It's not going to be like Twitter and Facebook and all that, because trolls typically don't pay to subscribe to something. I want to provide value though to you all, and I just don't know exactly what you're looking for. So as a community member, I want you to think about that and then recommend to me what you want to see. I'm going to leave one feed up. Well, I think we'll just make it to where you can access me through Locals. You can send me a message through Locals, but I just want to make sure that you have the ability to push questions out. Anything else you want to discuss, like we have been, you can do it on Locals. If you don't want to put your name in Locals, you don't have to. You can use a pseudonym or something like that, or a persona of some kind. It's fine. But I do think we're not going to be out there and viral and all that stuff if we're on Locals having these conversations and really getting back to the core of what we're trying to do here. I do have some pretty really interesting and radical interviewees on the horizon. One of them has been fighting for 17 years to expose the organ trafficking in China, which is a real thing. If you're automatically going, oh, conspiracy theory, there's a lot of evidence out there that the UN and many governments have brought forth in the mainstream media. But it'll be interesting to talk to him. He's a, you know, investigative journalist and activist. There's other people. There's a young lady who is in college in Iran, but does a lot of work around trying to get people out of their bubbles and confirmation bias and things like that at a young age. So it'd be really interesting to talk to a young person in college who's actually thinking that way, because it's not exactly mainstream. And there's going to be a lot more different types of people that we'll have on and talk to. but I'm going to do this in a way where I'm not taking sides. I do not want to be political. I don't know about you. That wasn't my goal in life. And that's not the American dream that I had. But I do want people to understand how leadership make good decisions. And I do want them to have good information to make those decisions. I think we might need to focus more on processes, sources and things like that, where to go for information, who to talk to. Maybe, you know, I had this idea of doing a monthly chat with y'all, and then having one of you host the chat to discuss your viewpoint. And at the same time, allow other people in the group to shoot holes in it and see if you can do it without getting offended and freaking out. That's where we need to get back to. That's not happening in the group right now. What's happening is we're scaring off people. Now you might automatically go, well, that's not my fault. I know the truth. And it's like, I understand, you know, we all think we know the truth, or that our truth is the truth. But the point is that if we just give up and don't try and convince others, or at least have them acknowledge that that's our view and we're allowed to have that view, that's when we get into a dangerous place. I don't think the danger is liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, and our differences in views. It's when we can't express those views, have a conversation about it, and still leave neighbors and citizens of the same country. And that's kind of where we're going right now. And I'm just not seeing the group, the community, provide any real solutions to that. It's more confirmation bias. I'm right. Not everybody. There's some people here who have been really open to listen. I think that we need more of that. Open to listen, still solid in their morals and values, their views, what they believe. But open to listen and let you live the way you want to live. And there's, of course, everybody's got their hardline views, right? But forcing those hardline views on somebody else, or getting pissed off at them and just ignoring that person or automatically writing them off, that's the problem. It's not like there's long conversations about this. There's long comment conversations on social media. There's a couple little short tidbits, you know, in the chats, but there's no real discourse where you can get down to nitty gritty and show your emotion, the other person receive what you have to say or give back and counter what you have to say. And that creates the issue that I'm seeing. It's not enough actual discourse, live discourse between people. That's why I would like to do the monthly group chats where we can actually talk to each other. The cool thing about that is you can't talk over somebody because, you know, technology won't let you yet, kind of. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. I don't just want to jump into news stories all the time and talk about the negativity in the world. And it's not healthy for any of us. There's enough of that out there. You can find that anywhere. But I do want to dive in, like Kervin and I had the bullet brief this last week and talked about something very important, you know, suicide, making sure that we got good, accurate information, analyzed it, took away some things from it that were truth, took away some things that we didn't think were quite right. We discussed them and came up with some good solutions. That's the goal here. It's not just to point out faults, everybody else's faults, and then say, I'm right, you're wrong. And that's what I'm seeing happening. So to shut down all the social media, I think you guys need a break anyway. I do. We're going to go over to one single point of contact. That's locals. It'll simplify it for everybody. That's where we'll have communications. That's where we'll have conversations, except for like maybe a monthly chat or something like that. We use Zoom. I'm hoping locals expands and integrates that into their service. It'd be great to have that. And then, you know, if you don't feel like you're getting anything out of it, no big deal. Like I said, I don't want this to be about money. I don't want this to be about you paying for a subscription. I want it to be about the community getting positive feedback and positive resources they can tap into, and long-lasting relationships with people, and the ability to make good decisions. That's it. The other thing I'm doing, my life is flipped on its end right now. I'm actually trying to get more out of security as well and go toward some more happy and joyful types of things, like travel and whatnot. You know, I mean, a lot of you have seen what I'm doing with my company right now, and really building it around creating a good travel experience for people instead of having to have security along with travel. I just think that we have enough negativity and crap in our lives where we don't need to constantly be feeling that addiction to feed off of it. If you are in that space, if you're in that frame of thought, I feel bad for you. Cause I mean, I just got a little taste of it, just kind of seeing as this goes along. Although, you know, don't get me wrong, our group is leaps and bounds way ahead of things like, you know, Alex Jones and some of those weirdos. We're not that, and we're not going to be that. That's the goal. We're still, I'd say, fairly conservative when it comes to going off the deep end and down rabbit holes. We're doing good. We could be doing better. And I just want to make sure that we stay focused on the ultimate goal here, which is to find the truth. So I hope that that resonates with y'all. I don't have a ton to say today. Mostly just want to like lay down some expectations. I fully expect that you all will continue to be a part of the community. Like I said, if you don't, I completely understand that too. There's definitely no hard feelings or anything like that. But I just want it to be more focused on the positive. There's too much negativity. You just start conversation about suicide and things like that. This week kind of brought that to mind, that I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be perpetuating that kind of mindset. I'm not here to be a guru or something like that and tell you what to think or what to do or what to believe. I'm just here to help you out, help myself out at the same time, in finding out how I can make good decisions. So that's pretty much it. Not a long sermon today. I do want to hear your feedback though. I don't get a lot of feedback from y'all. So sometimes it's hard to tell which direction you want to go. I do anticipate I'll get some feedback on this one. I hope that you understand what this is about. I hope you understand that the direction I'm going is hopefully totally, completely different than a lot of the other stuff out there. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that you get something of value out of it. But I also expect that the value you get out of it will be what you put into it as well. So that's it. I hope you stick with me. Don't hate me. I just want to simplify my life a little bit, and I'm sure you do too. So be on the lookout next week. There's not going to be any more Facebook page. There's definitely not going to be any more website, no more Twitter. There'll be no more Telegram. There will only be the one and only Locals. So I hope that works for you. It's a pretty simple app. And I'll talk to you all next week. I'll have some more meat next week. It won't just be me talking about the community. But thank you for being patient. Thank you for your support. I love you guys. You're all great in my book. We just need to make sure that we do it better. Take care. I'll talk to you next week. Come on.